Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. A federal indictment against former President Donald Trump is now public. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand has more.
The Department of Justice has unsealed the 49-page indictment issued by a federal grand jury in Miami against former President Donald Trump.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith detailed the charges, which include unlawful retention of national defense information, obstruction, conspiracy, and false statements. Prosecutors say Trump shared a highly sensitive Pentagon plan of attack to visitors at his golf club in New Jersey and was recorded on tape admitting it had not been declassified.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump faces 37 felony counts. CBS's Arden Fari on evidence in the indictment.
Photographs show boxes stacked in a bathroom, some in a ballroom, others piled in storage areas and spilled on the floor. Prosecutors say the boxes were moved around the estate at Trump's direction and that Trump resisted efforts by federal officials to retrieve the documents for proper storage. The sensitive documents contained information related to U.S. nuclear weaponry and military intelligence on foreign countries, according to the indictment.
Republican leaders are criticizing the charges, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox.
This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we are not going to stand for it.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extorting her mother, Beth, following his extradition from Peru. Family friend Carol Standifer.
We were just really happy that this day has happened, and Beth has worked so hard for years to get him on the soil in Alabama and to get him in a position where we can find some justice for what happened to Natalie.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wouldn't confirm that in his nightly address. A dam collapse in the south has trapped and displaced thousands of Ukrainians. Witnesses and media are reporting an extremist attack on a beachside hotel in Somalia. There are reports of many rescues at the property in Mogadishu as fighting continues. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. No word yet on injuries or deaths. Stocks gained on Wall Street. The S&P saw its fourth straight positive week. This is CBS News.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A young environmental activist is celebrating a big moment.
It's the last day of school and the last school protest for Greta Thunberg.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
She and classmates have been holding a school strike for climate.
Greg Pope, professor of Earth and Environmental Studies at Montclair State University in New Jersey.
It may go on for a while this summer. And it's possible if we get the right wind directions, we could see this again.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway appeared in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama today.
Yaron Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to extort Holloway's mother. He was flown to the U.S. from Peru, where he is serving a 28-year sentence after confessing to killing a woman there. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. She was last seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot.
CBS's Jim Crisula, a judge, has declared Holloway dead. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Dr. Joseph Dettori emerged today from living underwater for 100 days at a habitat in Key Largo, Florida. He set a record for the longest time living underwater at ambient pressure.
It was never about the record. It was about drawing a line in the sand and moving that needle, extending human tolerance for the underwater world, extending human tolerance for an isolated, confined, extreme environment.
Today was the last day of school and the last school protest for young climate activist Greta Thunberg. She and her classmates have been holding a school strike for climate protest every Friday for the past 5 years. They held a final protest as students outside Sweden's parliament after their graduation today. But Thunberg says she's not about to stop protesting just because she's graduated.
We're going to continue to protest every Friday because this is only the beginning. The climate crisis is only getting worse.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The largest and most valuable ruby ever has sold at auction.
How big is it? Slightly more than 55 carats. Dev Shetty is the CEO of the company that found the ruby in Mozambique.
Rubies really never come in this size. Even anything over 5 carats is something rare, but 55 carats.
It fetched a tidy $34.8 million at this week's Sotheby's auction. The previous auction record for a ruby was set by the Sunrise Ruby, a 25.59 carat stone. It fetched $30.3 million in Geneva, Switzerland in 2015. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
In the Philippines, residents near the Mayon volcano are leaving their homes because of indications that an eruption is possible in weeks or even days. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Friday, June 9th. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.